Bach.
Thank you for the introduction. This work is the result of a collaboration that our group have with the group of coordinated by Professor De Silvestri. They are experts in the very short pulse generation with Thysafy lasers and in the generation of high harmonics in gas jet and gas cells. And what we attempted with this work is a start-to-end simulation of the harmonic generation process from the field's point of view and not from the particle's point of view. What I mean is that we start from the harmonic generation process and we analyze what happens in the gas jet. Then we consider the problem of matching to the FEL, both from the optical point of view and from the numerical point of view because of the differences of the two processes between the FEL amplification and the gas jet production of higher-order harmonics. And finally, we analyze the FEL amplification using Genesis 1.3 in a single-pass FEL amplifier. So I will go very quickly over this because you have heard these things during the Brian McNeil talk before. Anyway, what happens is if we look at a single atom model for the generation of this harmonic pulses is that when you have an atom that is in initial state T0 and it is excited by the electric field of a strong optical laser pulse coming, then we have a ionization by tunneling of the atom. Then the electron, due to the acceleration of the laser field, will follow a path outside of the atom, and then we'll collide again with the production of an XUV pulse. The result is that we have a pulse of a length of some 100 attoseconds at every half cycle of the driving laser, and the result is that we have a spectrum composed with all the other harmonics, things that you have already heard. And this technique has produced harmonics down to the water window, so it's very interesting if we think of this source as a seed for a free electron laser amplifier. Now, in the past, we made simulations of this process. This is an example that is done with a 1D simulation in Perseo, where we have produced a sequence of spikes that are all Gaussian distribution shifted by half of the wavelength, and then we have seen the evolution of this pulse through the FEL amplifier. And what you see in this case is that, as you have seen already in the Brian talk, you have a smoothing out due to the slippage in the FEL. It is very easy to wipe out this very fine structure in these pulses. But the question that we had is the following. It is true that the limited bandwidth of the FEL is able to wipe out the fine structure, but let me see if I can go back to the beginning of this to move this outside. Then next and previous and next. Okay. Now the point is, if there is a phase correlation between this spike and this other one spike, if they are completely in phase, then what we will get is a very narrow spectrum, much narrower than the bandwidth of the FEL, and for sure we get this kind of result. But if we have a phase change between this position and this other position, this is what it gives rise of to the width of the single harmonics that is of the order of few percent, so it is larger than the FEL bandwidth. Now, the question is, when the FEL amplifies this, if we have components that are inside the FEL, outside, slightly outside of the FEL bandwidth, but not so much to be completely outside of the raw parameter, can we have some modulation of the pulse, of the amplified pulse, that undesired modulation of the amplified pulse? So in order to do this, We have modeled the process of harmonics generation in the gas jet by considering a single atom response and combining this is coming out from the linear dipole of a single atom, but then we also consider the effects of ionization in the gas jet that is due to the fact that you have some depletion of the usable atoms because of the strong laser pulse coming. Then you have also the effects of propagation of the input laser field through the gas and the propagation of the harmonic field that could be subject to a mismatch with respect to the incoming wave, and this can give rise to a phase modulation along the pulse. Now, there is a numerical code that has been set up by people from Politecnico di Milano, and this code provides as an output a spectrum of the radiation coming out from the gas jet as a function of the radial coordinate along the mesh that they define. And with this code we have modeled the process of generation of harmonics from a pulse of 30 femtosecond with a peak intensity of 10 to the 14 watts of a square centimeter. And with this geometry parameters, so what we get as an output is this spectrum that goes from 800 nanometers down to, in this case, about 30 nanometers. And then we have considered this, an FEL that has a central wavelength at 29.7 nanometers. Obviously, as Brian also said before, you cannot just take these data and send them into an FEL simulation because the FEL simulation relies on a slowly varying envelope approximation that has not been used here. So we had to play a little bit with the field before. So we have considered a different filtering for this incoming field. We have considered filtering with a foil of aluminium of 0.6 micron. That means that has this wide bandwidth here. I'm sorry, I'm a little confused with this. And then other filters from 10 nanometers, 2 nanometers, and 0.1 nanometers. And the effect of the pulse shape is the following. If you take just a 0.6 micron aluminium filter, then the unfiltered spectrum is the dashed blue line here, and the filtered spectrum is the red one. The pulse outcoming from this system is this one. But if you filter at 10 nanometers, then the structure of pulses becomes evident, the structure of attosecond pulses become evident. If you filter at 2 nanometers, you get the red line here, and if you filter at 0.1 nanometer, then you get also a pulse lengthening due to the interaction with the monochromator in this case. So the other thing that we have to do is to multiply by phase factor to make the central wavelength at 29.6. And this is what happens if you take the raw field data before multiplying by the phase factor, and you multiply by this phase factor here, and then you can recognize the position where the pulse is because it becomes slow with respect to the longitudinal coordinate Z. The other thing we had to do is to adapt the beam, because from the simulation we get the beam that is very, very close to the focus, and the focal spot size is on the order of few microns. So we had to design a simple optical system consisting in a lens and drift propagations just to match this mode to the undulator. And the size of the beam at the undulator is on the order of 100 micron, while the beam size into the undulator is on the order of 40 to 60 microns due to the matching that we have adapted in Genesis here. And the FEL parameters are this one. They could be the beam parameters of the SparkX free electron laser. Now, in these conditions, this is what happens if we consider the aluminium filter case. So again, you will see the movie. We assume an input pulse energy of 50 nanojoule. That means the energy into two rho, where rho is the FEL bandwidth of on the order of 0.8 nanojoule. And if you look at the movie, then you get more or less what you expect. The plot here represents the energy loss from the electrons. And here you have the position along the undulator and the energy growth in the pulse. So you see we get saturation at around 15 meters in the undulator. I'm sorry you don't have the scale here, but it's around here, this position here. Now the same kind of situation. Oh, sorry. Go outside. Okay. Now these are the results with different bandwidths. So this plot here is we try to keep the same in bandwidth energy. So the in-bandwidth energy is 0.5 nanojoule, and the pulse energy, overall pulse energy, is in this case with 10 nanometers of filter is 2.5 nanojoule. And what you see is that at the beginning you have this structure in the pulse that is wiped out, and the saturation is obtained at around 15 nanometers. More or less the same thing happens in the 2 nanometers spectral bandwidth and in the 0.1 nanometer spectral bandwidth. In this case, the bandwidth is comparable to the raw parameter. It's smaller than the raw parameter. As you can see, the pulse is longer at the seed, and remains longer until we get into saturation. At saturation, we go into a different regime, and in all the cases, as you can see, the pulse length becomes independent of the initial filtering. Another thing that we try to understand is the threshold intensity that we need in order to see this laser. And we use an expression for this threshold intensity that I calculated a couple of years ago and I presented in one of these FEL conferences. That was based on a very simple model that derived in ideal conditions, and then I also checked it with 1D simulations with 1D code. And the result for the parameters that I've shown you is around 300 kilowatts per square centimeters. Now I tried to do the simulation at the threshold and also below the threshold by reducing by a factor of 5 the intensity. And in the first case, you see that there is some... At first, you see the shot noise. You understand this plot? This is the coordinate along the electron beam, and this other one is the coordinate along the undulator. And you see here the field, the intensity distribution in this 2D diagram. And these lines here represent spikes that compete with the seeding signal, but then due to the slippage, they are wiped out, and after a while, you get more or less a smooth field. The situation is, when you go below threshold, it's different, and you have also one such a spike that is coming out and survives with an intensity that is comparable to the seed intensity. So even if this relation was derived in a very simple conditions, it seems to be still valid also when you see it with this kind of funny structure that you have from the harmonics. Okay. As you have seen from this plot, the intensity that you can have is much larger than the one that I've shown up to now, because you can get energy in the 100 nanojoule range and also up to 25 nanojoule at short wavelengths. So if we take this data here, the plot, you see the spectrum looks very close to the one that you have used in our simulation, and the intensity is 250 nanojoule at the 27 nanometer we used in the simulation. If we go to the shorter wavelength, this plot is something you have already seen, you have 25 nanojoules. So you have plenty of energy for seeding an FEL amplifier. This is the result of a simulation done with 100 nanojoule, and the saturation is reached up after only 8 meters. And again, you have the same movie done with a 10 nanometer bandwidth filter, in which you see again the wiping out due to the slippage and the pulse that grows. What is interesting here also is the behavior of the energy loss from the electrons. If you see, since we have gaps between the undulator, then you have this structure coming out on the electron, on the energy lost by the electron beam that is due to the fact that you have slippage in between the undulator sections. That gives you this result. And conclusions. It seems that the quality of the mode that you get out from the harmonics in gas is very good, and it should be quite easy to match transversally this source to the free electron laser. The distribution, longitudinal distribution, is naturally filtered by the FEL gain bandwidth, and additional frequency filtering is desired only if we want to increase the coherence properties of the source by reducing the spectral content of the input seed. And the energy is sufficient for seeding the FEL at 30 nanometer and probably also at 12 nanometers for the short pulses case. If you want to filter, maybe in that case you can go very close to the threshold intensity. These sources are available down to the water window, and we will continue this study by looking at what happens if we go to the shorter wavelength and whether we have enough energy for seeding. Thank you.
Thank you, Luca. Very nice. This paper's open for discussion.
Yeah.
In terms of seed power, say for the 30 nanometer case, what do you consider an adequate power level in terms of
it's
30 nanometer?
Okay, the point is, depends on what you want to do with this source. In case, this is 30 nanometers. All these plots are for the 30 nanometers. Now, if with this source you just want to do seeding for the first harmonic, then I think that a value of power that is slightly larger than this one, is intensity slightly larger than this one, is sufficient. And this can be easily obtained. You see the spot size is, in this case, at the entrance of the undulate for getting this intensity is on the order of 100 micron. So this is almost feasible. These are very reasonable numbers. But if you want to look at longer pulse with longer coherence properties, then you need to filter and you lose power. And some power is also lost for the mode matching, because in the transverse space, the FEL, the electron beam is smaller than the radiation beam that is going. Also because you have to compensate for eventual jitter problems or and overlapping that might be lost. And the other thing is that if you want to do harmonic generation with the FEL, then you need in higher intensity, because this threshold is shifted toward higher intensity in that case.
Yeah, that's a noise issue.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yes.
Any further questions? If not, we thank the speaker again.